Okay, we're holding on Tesam Abeis in Rashi. Second white line at the bottom. Gone of Adam Geneva, Efsha Sheach Sirena B'Yisak, and a person does a Geneva, he can give it back, and then that will correct it. But a person causes a woman to become prohibited to her husband, even though there was no moms are born, nitra min ha'olam, en lo tshuva, v'fish also davar she'en lo refuah, how can he do tshuva? There's something left which he can't correct. Shemen Yechoi says, en amrim bakru gomel, zeh lo korban, let's check out this camel to see if it has a mum, whether we use it for a korban. In other words, klamer misha hum uvas mitkilos, en zem uvas. Something which comes originally, its whole nature is that it has a problem. That's not called mu'uvos. Mu'uvos is that it was originally was good. Elabakru tzleh, you say, let's check the sheep. Zeh, bakru tzleh zeh, let's check out the sheep, the korban. Shemon lofa b'mum, v'nis kalka. Maybe a mum developed and it became in some way deteriorated. So you see the language is kach lashon kilkol noifel ba'adam shayotay mitchila. So it's referring to a Talmid Chacham who was pirish min haTorah. But meanwhile, the Braisa says in Shimon ben Manasseh that even if there's no moms are born, it's a problem. So Mor says, well, the case of moms is referring to a woman who's not married. A chayse penuya. Hurled in, look, hurled loy. See if the moms are born. So how can you correct the issue? There's no moms are born by the case of the sister who's not married. There's an aveira of erva, but it wasn't eshizish. She's not married. So there, the only issue is the moms. I mean, if he does tshuva, what's preventing him from a full tshuva is the moms. But beishizish. Even if he did not give birth to a child, to a mom there, there's still the problem out there. He prohibited this woman to her husband. Whether the woman was married, was his sister, whether it was something not related to him, she's married, he prohibited her to her husband. If a man's man is a woman, she does not become prohibited to her. The woman does not become prohibited to her husband. So there, the harlot in lo harlot lo, she did an aveira. That's tshuva. If he didn't prohibit her to her husband, but there is another issue: if a child was born, beratzen also bala. But if a case where he convinced her and they did it beratzen, so she becomes also to her husband. Eishes kain, a filip oynis, a sur lebala. Exubas. The moral is out from Posik that Eishes kain, even though it was an oynis, even though she was forcibly taken, she becomes prohibited to her husband. What's the Posik? It says, Vehilo nispasa, a sura. She was not forced. She was not forced, and that's why she's a sur. We can derive honis pasa. Muteris, but if she was forced, she's permitted still to her husband. Ve'ezoi, zo eshes Yisrael, it's only an eshes Yisrael, not an eshes Kayan. How do I see that? He, mi'uta, so it says, this one, it depends whether it was forcible or not. In the case, there's another one that doesn't make a difference. And we learn, this is telling us, yeshecha acheris, there is a different one. Different woman, even though she was four, she still lost her way. So, but who's that? Zoe she's good. It's wife of a good. Well, you'd say ulba in shalom. So the more about the pasuk, mikra hu b'tzacharis a pasuk in tzacharia, but there's shul kan liyetsim in a Torah ubalu the dvar mecher. The person left Torah and went to something else, and that's the connection. The person was pirish from a Torah. You can't paskin based on mikra. Because the Torah Shabbal Peh explains that which is not clear. So just learn mikra, I can't paskin. Mor says, Shmuel says, mitamal the Mishnah. So Talmud is im shimish as chachamim. The person who was interacting with the chachamim shehein medakta kim elitin tamishnayis. Their job was they would explain why the mishnayis are saying what they're saying. Lahavin and mishnayis are such as uzu to explain the contradictions of the mishnayis. Willim said tam libtur v'lechayva leisur leheter. Explain why potter chayiv iser and heter. Shamishas. Shamishazu Kuri Talmud. The Shimush is called Bimishnah. Okay. All these reasons why something's in the Mishnah. That's called Talmud. Bimyotza mehen, if you stop doing that. Manosat Iskel Girsa's Hamishnayas. He's not explaining why. He just wants to memorize what the Mishnayas say. What are the words? Get make sure he gets this straight, get the right words. Right, he's not getting involved in why this mission is up, potter, this mission is chayiv, the steerers, he's not clarifying anything, so he doesn't understand why. Shuv ein lo shalom, b'dvar hara, you can't paskin anymore. Shein hara l'chayna b'dvar mishnah, you can't paskin based on mishnah. Shekama mishnah yesh shein divrei mechuvonim, the words are not correct, are not written correctly. Metirutzim b'nei hashas. And the Gemara comes along and says it means Hachav Measkinon, Chaser Mechzera. It explains the case, or it says it was missing some words. Hamoni Rabbi Pliny, it's going like Rabbi so and so, Benelachakamoisa. So without all of those explanations, etc., you can't paskin based on Mishnayos. Filam Shas the Shas. The Rebbe came along and said, even if you change from one to the other, what's that? Shas Yerushalmi, the Shas Bavli. You switch from the Yerushalmi to Bavli. Shu Omik, can read it as Sanhedrin. It's Omik is literally deep. It means it's confusing. Pasuk says, "Bemachshakim Hashivani Kimisei Olam Zu Hashash Sal Bavel." Yerushalmi is very clear. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we feel good. You wish we learned this. Not okay. This should be the
some things even though you've seen before. It's like wow.
Yushalmi more says was a lashon klishon klila. It was short. It was concise. It was on to the point. It was clear. Bavli is the back and the forth, etc. We pass on like Bavli, but which is interesting and based on this presentation. The Gemara says in the Gemara in Bar Metzia that who was it? It was Rabbi Zeira, right? That Rabbi Zeira, when he moved from went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted for 40 days. He should be zeicher to forget Babli. This way, he can learn it straight, right this time with his Rebbeim in Eretz Yisrael. So it says, could be the pshat, the more is, you know, like he said, like, brings Rashi's pshat, and he brings the mice with the Reb Zeru. Actually, Tosha says Reb Kahana, but it should be Reb Zeru. Tosha says, even without that, whichever way you go. But, you know, when you're sitting in between two worlds, you haven't really mastered the new one, but you've learned enough to confuse you about the old one, that. That's the Yotze Leba in Shalom. He left that one, and this one he's coming into. When you're in that intermediate state, things are difficult. So the Mishnah. Okay, this Mishnah talks about various different halachas which you find in the Torah. How well grounded they are in the Pesukim. The reason why it's here is because the Pasuk Chagiga talks about Chagiga in this list. Once it talks about Chagiga, it talks about other ones also. So it says, Hetan Adorim, Parchim V'Arba. The Tana says that the source in the Pasuk for the halacha that you can be matter in the Adorim is it's flying out in the air. It's not really well grounded. There's no Pasuk which is clearly grounded to rely on. The Mor will bring a machlokes about it. Hilchos Shabbos, the lochos of Shabbos, Chagigos, lochos of Chagiga, Vameilos, the lochos of Meila, Rehem Kaharim Hatliim Besora, Shem Mikramuot, the lochos Merubis. There are many lochos And the pasuk, which is based on a very minimal, it's like a gigantic mountain hanging on a thread. Hadinin, the lochos of mishpatim. V'havoides, the lochos of avodas kahanim, the korbanos. Hataharis, v'tameyus, the lochos of tum and tahara. V'arayis, the lochos of who's the heir, etc. Although those yesh lehem amashis, those have more clearly grounded in psukim of the Torah. V'hein gufei Torah, and those are the gufei Torah. So the Moor's going to ask, and the other ones aren't gufei Torah. Those aren't the main body of Torah. So actually, the Moor says the correct gears is v'hein gufei Torah. That's another vlog. So even though these are the point of the Mishnah then is even though these are very well grounded in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, and these are not well grounded at all in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, but they're both considered the main body of Torah, even though one is more Torah Shabbat Ksav, one is less. I'm sorry. Right.
And as such, they're the body of the other few psukim, not in the body in the sense of being.
I suppose, what's the point of the Mishnah then? You say there's a lot of psukim, there are a lot of psukim. That's basically repetition. So the more is
right.
I mean, this usage is, you know, the phrase hein gufei Torah. What's the Mishnah over there? Kinan and Pischei Nida are hein gufei Torah. Mishnah all this, right? Says gematria, was it something in gematria? Is a proposal chachma, and kinan and pischenido are hein gufei Torah. So whether it's clear, the point is it's the point over there is it's contrasting, like the paparos, the nice, you know, sweet, you know, things that you have a good time discussing gematria and kinan and pischenido hein gufei halachas. Tufas of gematria is paparos lachochma. So that's gufei halachas. Those are the main points. That's the phrase you. That's like the main points. Those are the other ones are just like paparos that get you. Those are like your desserts. That's true. That's for sure true. You know, saying this, we're stressing these halachas we just mentioned are the main point of the Torah. Yes. But the point is, it seems to be stressing them. The Morris question: why only them? The other ones also are the main point of the Torah. Shabbos is definitely the main point of the Torah.
No, I'm not saying that. It's smaller.
Okay. Then.
Even though all these together.
Let's just say hein behein. That's what the gear says, hein behein.
What?
Yeah. No, I think you're right. The point is, after you say now, they say both of that means, but we're saying that we've now basically discussed the main corpus of the halachos of the Torah, which might be a minimal amount of psukim. Sakrashi, Hatan Dorim Perchim Ba'avar, Hataras Nadorim, Shomer Chachamim, Shachachim, Matras and Eder, the halacha that you're able to matar and Eder, you mat remez yesh b'mikra, there's just a slight hint to it, vein almash lismoich, it's not really something which you could really rely on based on just the remez of the pasuk, El Shekein Moser, the Chachamim, the Torah Shabbat Peh. The main source for it is Torah Shabbat Peh. We sort of found like a little hint somewhere. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Chagigos, Hilchos Me'ilos, Yesh Mehen Halachas, Shem Tzliyos, Beremes, Mikra, Mu'ud. There are halachas in them, which are relying on a small hint. Karma Tzliyim, Besaris Rosh, like a mountain hanging on the hair, the person, the something which is as thick as a person's hair. Avodas halachas avodas a korban, varayis is erva, hainin guvitar, but gemar parach otto hanach lav guvitar ninu. These are the guvitar, and those are not guvitar. What do you mean? Okay, so the gemara. So the going in order. The Hatar Sadorim, so the Armish says that it doesn't have a pasuk. Tanya, the Morrison Ring Pesukim. Reb Eliezer, Omer, Yesh Lehem HaMash Yismach. What do you mean? The Hatar Sadorim has a pasuk. Shemar Kiyafli, Kiyafli. The Torah uses the Lashon. A person is, who commits to a netter. It says it by the Pesukim of Erich. It says it by the pasuk of Nazir. It says lashon of ish kiyafli by both of them. So we're understanding that the double language of so shtei pamim. It says that the Torah uses the lashon of haflaw twice. So you understand achas haflaw the isur, which both places it's the pasuk would make sense without it, right? The person makes a netter, ish ki yafli netter, ish ki yindur, ki yidur, the same thing by the nozer. It says ish or ishar ki yafli yindur netter nozer lehazel Hashem. What would be wrong with the person ish ki yindur ki yazel Hashem? You know, the words yafli is coming to teach me a certain point. So what are what's it coming to teach me? Achas haflo the yisur, achas haflo the hetum. One is telling me that the haflo means to clarify, to say something explicit. So one of them is telling me that the halacha so one is telling me the basic halacha when a person makes a netter. And what it's telling me that a person can go and sometimes go and he has the opportunity to go and clarify what he meant. What does that mean? He goes to the Chacham and says, well, I didn't really want to mean this because I want to clarify what happened, etc. So the clarification is the process of HaTorah. Okay, that's
those particular are limited to Nazir and Erechim, right?
Well, Pashas, those are all, they're not limited. Both of those are places where HaTorah Sadorim applies.
Right.
So I'm not going to assume now it's limited to Hatorah Sadorim. The Torah is that type of netter. Here's where the Torah presented the idea that a person can take back a vow. So we wouldn't limit it to there specifically. Yeshua, Omer, Yesh, Lema, Mashi, Yismaichel. No, they have what to rely on. Shenemar, Asher, Nishmati, Ba'api. Ba'api, Nishmati, because I did it when I was angry. So then, why am I stressing that? Because that allows me for chazarti. Now I can change, and I can change my mind. Chazarti be, I change my mind. Rabbi Yitzchok Omer, Yesh Lema Mashi Yismaichu. They have a pasuk to rely on. That's a pasuk in Tehillim, by the way. So, Shenishbati Vapi is you say the first capital of Rosh Shabbos, right? So. It's interesting, the Yesh HaMamashi Yismoichu how can that be the source? So, but what is the Pesukim saying? The Pesukim are saying that the Bereshim is talking and saying that Bereshim committed that if they're going to come to the Menucha, Christ will be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. But Yisomer Shabbeinu was able to daven about it. There was a process of tefillah which Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do, indicating that theoretically there would have been a possibility of the Bereshit being matter his netter. it's a remez to us that there's a concept. I mean, you know, it's not the Farish and the Psukim, but at least the concept of Hatoras Adorim is out there.
But I mean, don't we have a more general principle that there's, you know, any type of pranios that are any type of klala that we can reverse that?
Right, but if there's a brush was mashpia, can that then, is it possible to have a reversal at that point in time?
What?
To revert when Hashem swears. He finds a different pasuk. It says, "Kol nidiv liboy." So the pasuk is called nidiv liboy heviu. So the pasuk talks about it basically twice. You know, it talks about originally when the person commits to make it. It refers to you should bring. And it says, and then the kol nidiv liboy brought. Now, when he brings it already, it's not really relevant whether he's a nidiv liboy. The main thing is what he was when he committed to it. So it stresses it again that when he brought it as a nidiv lev. It means had a person changed their mind, and it was no longer a nidiv lev, then it would be, he'd be able to change. Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yesh Nevamashi Yismoichu. He has a different pasuk. Shenemar Nishbati Bakayemo Nishmar Mishmatei Tzikecha. Pasuk in Tillim, David Melech says in Kibitl Kufites, Nishbati, I swore Bakayemo and I will fulfill it. Nishmar Mishmatei Tzikecha. So again, it sounds like that sounds like, you know, A, I didn't make a shua, and B, I'm going to do it. Like, okay, well, you know, obviously, what's your choice at this point in time? But apparently there's an option how to back out. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Yehuda, then the Amara quotes Shmuel, that Shmuel said the following. Shmuel said, Ihavoy Hosim, if I would have been there when they had this conversation between Eliezer and Yeshua and Rabbi Yitzchok and Hananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, I would have said, Amar Lahu, Didi Atifa Miditchu, I have a better pasuk than yours. Shema Lo Yachel Devoroi. He cannot make his words from being sacred words to being chulin words, to being secular again, being non-significant. With Arshan, he can't. Hu enom moichol, he can't make them chulin. Avlacherim moichol, somebody else can be moichol it and remove its significance. Amar Rava, comes Rava, and says the following phrase, the kulu is the hoop here. All of these psukim which were the pshatim which are brought, there is what to ask on. The bar made a shmuel, except for shmuel's pasuk, the less they pircha, there's nothing to ask on it. How so? The meter of Eliezer, based on Eliezer's pasuk, Dilma could be Huda, Shamar Mishumar Vitarfin. Maybe the pasuk is coming, the pasuk of Haflaw is coming to tell me the halacha that Rehuda said the name of Tarfin. What is that? The Tanya Rehuda Armor Mishumar Vitarfin. Rehuda said the name of Tarfin. Lalim Enechem Hem Nazar, Shalinat Nazir's El Haflaw. So the case over there was a wild case. The Morris, there were two fellows sitting, and they were having a bet. See the guy over there? That's Beryl. So, no, that's Shmerel. He says, if it's Shmerel and I'm wrong, I'll be a Nozer. If it's Beryl and I'm wrong, I'll be a Nozer. Okay? So they both committed to be a Nozer on a possibility. So the law of the Tarpon says neither one's a Nozer. The process of Nazirus has to be done in a clear way. It has to be mufla. It has to be haflaw. So neither one has a din of a Nazir, because they weren't saying it with a full level of commitment. The more makes the case. I don't remember all the details of the case. The more it comes out that there was nine people. You can make it up to nine people. You know, it says, and one guy says, I'm a nazir that if but either neither of them is right. Another this, that another. You know, the more it keeps going, you can keep adding more people making their comments. And I'm a nazir. If all the first three guys weren't really nazir, you know, like the more it creates all the possibilities. So the more says nobody's a nazir, but so maybe that's what the pasuk is teaching me. So I can't tell you definitively that that's the source. Even Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, again, Rabbi Lezer doesn't have to hold like that. So Rabbi Lezer felt that the pasuk was a source, but as far as we're concerned, we don't know that that's a definitive source.
I mean, it seems to me that it could actually tie the two together. In other words, it's not like mirrors to us. You know, it's like an asmachta, which if you were, you know, both guys are saying this, there's not the clarity. And you can say the same thing that by a touch of the door.
That might be true, but we don't know that you can go retroactively and correct that. Right. The Tarvin's Kiddush over there is that the Bishas, the Mice, and the Zeros, it has to be clear. So the Kaiser was clear. I said exactly what I meant. Later on, I changed my mind. So, Imir of Yeshua. So Rishu brings the pasuk, Dilma Havikamer Bapinishpati, Beloy Hadranabi. The Rosh is stressing that I didn't back out, which means that that you can't. That's what happens when you're nishpa. Imir of Yitzchok.
I mean, because he said, I mean, Hashem was making the shua that they wouldn't enter.
Right. So Tosis really asks because like, what's Taka the Pshat? Tosis says that there's a discussion in Parak Chelik whether the Dur Hamidbar had a Chelik Olam Haba. So part of the Shua was they shouldn't get Chelik Olam Haba, and then the current one Pshat more they did get a Chelik Olam Haba. So that was the Chazar was on that. So then the more comeback would be the main thrust of Pesukim is about going to Eretz Yisrael, which they didn't. And Baruch Hashem said, I made a Shua, I can't change. Even Rabbi Yitzchok says, "Call the deep Levi." Then we'll have to give him a Shmuel. Then a Shmuel, "Gomer believe it, Tzarich Shiyotz Bisvaso." Well, Kamash on the Alpha, "Lo Yotz Bisvaso." Maybe the Pesukim are discussed that they're talking about making hektish. So let's say a person commits in his heart, you know what? I want to thinks without saying anything. I want to make that item hektish. That item, this item should be hektish. So Shmuel says doesn't work. Don't believe it. Still, but and that's how we pass him by regular nazarim, etc. That's machshava is not significant. He has to express it. But when it comes to hektish, we actually pass him call the deeply by. A person designates something as hektish as a korban just through machshava. It's stuck. He's committed. It's a valid matter. So maybe the pasuk called the deeply boy is coming to teach me that halacha. So Shmuel says even by hektish that's not true. Even by hektish you have to be mitzvah b'svasa. The pasuk is stressing that by hektish it's not so. You don't need to actually say it. It's the Gaelic of the Maisa, by the way, because the more has a Shaila, possibly we should treat Stalker like Hekdesh. So a person contemplates, yeah, maybe I should do this, etc. But a person says, you know, I'm, without saying anything, thinks is when you make the full commitment, I'm going to give this item to Stalker. There's a good argument that Allah, he's Mechiv to do that. He can't back it. He would need a Torah and Dorm to back out of it.
Any type of stuff.
Any type of stuff, yeah. Because the more in the Durham discusses that possibly stuck at the din like hektish to that.
Does it become more enforced, more imperative if he does it like publicly, like makes a donation in public and doesn't come up to it?
No difference. The person thought about it, he didn't say anything. The person takes his mind. I'm going to do this. You know what? Support. I got to. I'm giving talk. I'm going to give $1,000 today. He says, you know, what do you do? I mean, what do you do? You made an adder now. You didn't say word. But in your mind, you thought of that. No, that's it. You got to do it. So it's you got to be careful with that. You think about the Leah, how much to give, you know? And you think, you know, okay, I'm going to give $50. you get up there, and you, by the time, you know, the time you finish the you commit to 25 when he says it, you know, so that's not poshut. Again, if a person is just, you know, going back and forth, you know, it has to be a full, real, full commitment. Okay, Ina Mirchananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, from his pasuk Nishpati Bekayema, Adilma Kidrav Gidol Marav, the Rav Gidol Marav, this is coming to teach me the halacha, and I should Nishpoim Lekayim as a mitzvah. Even in the general, we discourage making shavuos. When it comes to making shavuos, which to, in order to be mezaris yourself and help yourself do mitzvahs, it's a good thing to do. You are nishpoim the kaimis at mitzvah. Shenemar nishpati v'kayem al nishmo mitzvah tzikecho. El the shmo less the pircha. But shmo's pshat of lo yachel devoroi, which it darshens that he singular can't be mechel devoroi. Less the pircha has no kash. Amar Rav v'tamer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Hanu d'amri inshi. So they say that that's you know that's the. We could apply over here. There's a folk saying which would apply over here. And what's the folk saying? Tova chada popalta charifta mimoli tzana dekari. One sharp little peppercorn is better than a whole basket's worth of zucchinis. Right? Now, obviously, zucchini, the whole basket of zucchinis has a lot more nutrients, etc., than one little peppercorn. But there's a certain sharpness and power to that little peppercorn with the flip more so. Shmuel, who is obviously compared to the Tanoim, like, you know, a little peppercorn compared to a whole big basket of these gourds, but in a certain way he has a certain sharpness to him. It's fascinating because this exact same Gemara, remember we had in Yuma, hey, the Gemara wants to know how the locha, how you know that the Pekul Nefesh Dech HaShabbos, the Gemara brings different Tanis is this, Tanis is that, Amar Shmuel brings it, Amar Rava, everybody has a pirch except for Shmuel, and then it says at the end, you know, the Gemara says it brings this last Kanech over here, the folk saying. Remember we had it over there in Yuma?
I don't remember the folk saying. So
it's a parallel Gemara. There's actually also Gemara in Megillah, which goes with the same thing also. So it's like, what was the case over there? How do you know Megillah's was Ruach HaKodesh? So more goes to like different places where it says that, you know, Achashverosh said Beliboy, you know, how do we know what we ever Haman Beliboy? How do we know what Haman said Beliboy? Must be was Beruch HaKodesh, etc., etc., etc. And Shmuel says, Kima v'kiblu, Kima l'malam, Asher kiblu l'mata. How do you know what happened in the Shemayim that we can't know? More says everybody else we have a kash except for Shmuel because we know how Haman thinks. You know, we don't need Ruach HaKodesh if we know how Haman thinks. And the more it goes to, but what happened in Shemayim, we have no idea. You know, so that's, and that was Shmuel. Again, so Shmuel seems to have the ability to be on target. So Zuck Gemara Rashi. The word aflo means clarity, explaining. Kitagumoi, Aray, Yafrish, Aray Yafarish, actually the correct targum. Beloma Kosov Haflo Bishnaim. Why did it write the language of flaw by both of them? So one is when you made it. That's it's stressing there. When you make it, you say it. You have to say it. So I'm clarifying exactly what happened. It's also called being mefarish. So he now regrets what he did, and he can find a heter. Why am I stressing with an anger? So, you know, if it's a fact, whether you're angry or not, it's a fact, it becomes a fact. So I'm saying, no, I did it because I was angry. Which means, if I stop being angry, things can change. Yachal ani lishalalov, lefisha machmas api, Lomidasim Yosheves Nishmat. They did it out of anger, not because I was totally with settled in mind. Yeshua Mekan, Shamboy to Pesach in the Doroy, Loimer Lo the Das Ken the Darti, that a person can find a Pesach to say, I didn't intend for this situation. She Grainy Dorbin said that this should happen. Shani Roya, now I realize Shahaboli Ayyad in the Dor, which is now coming to me because of the Nebu. So Matir and Loy, so you can be Matir, there's a way to be Matir. If you're still committed, so you have to bring it. Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is so weird, right? Because you're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like, well, he didn't know. He didn't realize what he was, you know, really being swearing about. The anchor seems like that it was just very intense, but not that.
Yes. Okay. Be miskarit yitzir eloy. If a person then changes his mind, there's a way to be matzir. There's an option not to do it. Someone's saying, I'm really a great guy because I made shavuos and I kept them. You know, like what's the other option? You know, even say said even Eliezer the Dorish Haflo Yitzer. So I can tell you the word that extra haflo is coming. Tell me, Dilmi the Chidur Tarfon also is coming from Tarfon Zalacha. And Echamim Nazer Beisha Yerushim. Two people were sitting. A boy Echad Liflam, and somebody was coming towards them. Or Echad or any Nazer Shazer. A boy Etzleinon Nazer. He says, I'm making a. I'll be a Nazir. That guy's a Nazir. If he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. He goes, no. I'm already a Nazir. She ain't a Nazir. No, that guy's not a Nazir. And if he's a Nazir, I say he's not a Nazir. And if otherwise, I'm going to be a Nazir. So one was right. Either he was a Nazir or he wasn't. And Echamim Nazir, neither one's a Nazir. Fishlo, neither Zeris Leah is Nazir, but Talia Ubisafik, Abaflo Vadoy is Mephoreshis. It was something which wasn't clear. So that a person doesn't really have the process of becoming a netter doesn't work for that situation. Gamaliba Shua and Netter are hektish. So Shmuel said it's not enough, you have to express it. So we're saying the pasuk saying by hektish is not so. Nishbar l'kayim mitzvah. Klamer mitzvah shehei adam nishbar l'kayim mitzvah. It's proper and it's correct that a person should make shavuos to help him commit to mitzvahs. Keshimar v'yizdaris l'kayim. This will be an incentive to keep to do the mitzvahs. Helpalta garman echad shel pilpul, one kernel, one peppercorn of pepper. Okay, so tomorrow. Hilchos Shabbos is hard to misar. What do you mean? Michtav Ksiva. A lot of psukim about Shabbos. A lot of psukim about Shabbos. What do you mean? Marsha Lotzicha. What it means is there are elements of Hilchos Shabbos which where they come from. Hard to misar. The Chiddur Baba, for example. Rabab is the Marsha giving this an example. Amr Baba, a chayv for gumma b'Shabbos, a person digs a hole. Ve'in tzarech ela l'afra, and he doesn't need the hole; he just needs the dirt. Pater aleha, he's pater.
I understand. Why don't they just ask about the chayv for gumma? The chayv for chayv for gumma. I mean, that's not.
Well, that's the more says. Well, that the more says because you have ela dvorim, so the. So Ela's Gematria 36, Devorim is 2, Had Devorim is another 1, that's 39, it's written next to Mishkan, you know. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, that's all.
Malacha, Malacha. Xerishov, I don't think more has a problem with Xerishov. Malacha, Malacha, the Mora says, and says Malacha 39 times in the Torah. It says the Malacha, Tzera Shabbat Malacha from Shabbos to it says Malacha by Mishkan. I mean, all the drashas the Mora has over there, and Masechta Shabbos. So those, I don't think the Mora is saying I have a problem with it, but the Tzera Shabbat or something of that sort. Those are, you know, that's not called Harm to Bissara, it's not hanging on a thread. But the Malacha, Malacha, and the Laguf of the Mora says, where did that come from? Like, where in the pasuk does a lacha need tzricha legufa? The tzaka pelo the gading. There's no pasuk which has any remez kama, you know, for it at all. The Mor says kaman. You're going like kerb shimon. And the lacha needs tzricha legufa is pato leo. Mor says no. If it's tamer kerb Yehuda, you like kerb Yehuda. This case is pato. It's hasam and tzak and hacham and kalkul. The chiv is for boyna. When you dig the hole in the house, you now have a usable hole to store something, whatever it is. I don't want the hole. If I don't want a hole, having a hole in my floor is not binyan, it's kilkul. Right? Same card in your pot.
Yeah, but you're allowed to do that either? Are you allowed to just...
And we're done at the Raisa level. The Rabbani can't do it. The Raisa level, it's not high, but you can do it at the Raisa level. The Rabbani says not. Mor says, "My kahar b'sli misar." So what's it hanging on? Okay, so there's a din of a calculus potter. Also, like, where do you see a calculus potter? I mean, the gabi other lachas Shabbos, other lachas of the Torah, whether it was beneficial or not beneficial, he hit somebody. Oh, mouthing is chai. Well, it's bad. If it's good for you, you're chai. It's bad for you, it's not chai. No, you did a maisa. There's a result. You're chai. Versus calculus part. What does it mean? My garment is besaro, because it's melechus machshavas asutaro. Because these are all based on the pasuk of melechus machshavas. That's the sar they're hanging on. Why is it only a sar? It's a pasuk. Yeah, because the pasuk of melechus machshavas is not written by Shabbos. It's written by Mishkan. Melechus machshavas like Siva. There's no melechus machshavas is written. It's a pasuk written by Mishkan. And we say, well, since the mitzvah we learn out Malach HaShabbos from Mishkan, and by Mishkan it says Malach HaShabbos, and Shabbos doesn't say it, but also that's hanging on a thread already. Okay, Zok Rashi, Mitzvah Ksiva, the fourth wide line. Tuvas Horus Ksivi B'Shabbos. The Torah says many times keep about the halach of keeping Shabbos. My mikra muad to cover my season. So what's the small psukim? This parse you have a paucity of psukim. What are you talking about? On this chadav is that kiyotzibay remes muad yesh loy lo min haTorah. Shabbos is written, but there's details of Shabbos where they come from. There's very little in the way of Torah Sukkot. Chaver Guma, Boyin a Binyan. That's making you have a hole to use. That's a Binyan. In a circle, you don't need the Binyan. Halalita, let's offer. You just need the dirt. Abisha Binyan Bonui and Achai Mishum Bonui. Even though you have this usable hole, but you're not Chai. Whereas it's like a Shimon. I don't need what I did. Remember, Mill say Gabi might say it's a mace for mitzvah. The carbon b'shabbos, in case a person took out the mace, his main goal wasn't to have the mace. His main goal was to get the mace out of the house. Kamer Shimon Potter al Hatzazu. He's potter. Now, one second, but now he's burying it. Now, at this point in time, his goal is to get it not just out of the house, but to put it in there and bury it. So, why is it called Tzricha L'Gufa? So, Rashi Sheet over there in Shabbos, and over here, Rashi says it again. The person, this whole thing is happening, he doesn't want to happen. He rather prefer the person didn't die, and he wasn't burying it. So, Rashi holds that's enough to make it an Tzricha L'Gufa. Remember we mentioned there's a long Tosfos over there. Tosfos brings so many different cases where clearly now that that's your reality, you need to deal with it. So now you want to do it. Yeah, you prefer it wouldn't be like that, but now that that's what you know, you well, that's not enough to make it into a goof. Tosfos says So at the end of the day, what makes any shikhul gufa? Because the definition of the malacha, because this is over here on the days also, is the way it was done in the Mishkan, for the purpose it was done in the Mishkan. I think that's what I'm talking about correctly. Yeah. So the point was in the Mishkan, action X was done for purpose X, and you're doing that for purpose Y. So that's not going to be chayav. Essentially, the gufa means the definition of the malacha is the gufa of the malacha. It. I don't need it for it. What the it is, the way it was done in the Mishkan. Phil Temer Behuda, Zuk Rashi, the Polagale, Rehuda argues in Rav Shimon, and he holds Machzid as Enesil Gubas Kayiv, but Obir Maida Bahakuma, he's Maida. The Ilahasim, Hakarbus and Mace, Masakanu, whatever he accomplished was beneficial. Vaikarbu Guma Makalkal, who was Chatzer, but he made a hole in his Chatzer, he made a hole. Maikahar, the cover Masis in the Masha, she H. Ksatz Remes, Minotar, Lamidzer, Mao Remes, and now the opposite. There's no pasuk at all for these things. So where's the pasuk that there's something? Malachas machshavas, shah machshava, choshva bedaitoy, that the intent that the person has in his mind, or one girsha, or the other girsha which has machshava, choshuva bedaitoy, it's important. His kamalon, that's what he wants. His elon is kamalon, the binyan zeh. He's not thinking about getting the binyan. Fichu potter. Zeh remez muet. Why is it only remez muet? Dilem melechon shabbos, but shabbos loy tziva. It's not written by shabbos. It's by mishkan or tziva. It's written by mishkan. The fish of Samach, Parshas Vayakel, in Parshas Vayakel, be Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Shabbos, the Parshas Mishkan. That's hanging on a thread. Okay, let's hold it here.